Okay.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us. I'd like to call the special meeting of council December 19th to order at 8:01 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
Councilman Christopher L. Biro. President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Thebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Council President, during a special meeting, do we need to excuse members?
You can.
Okay.
I mean, Mr. Biro said he wasn't going to be here, so...
Well, I know, but normally we excuse people that say they're not going to be here, and is that...
It's still a meeting of council, so...
Okay, because I understand that at the previous special meeting, even though I let you know I was out of town, I didn't hear myself being excused.
There was no motion.
By council. I understand that. So what does that mean, then? That I'm not excused, or...?
Correct.
Nice.
First order of business is the disposition of the journal for the minutes of the special council meeting of November 22nd, 2017.
Madam President.
Vice President. Mr. Thebig. Councilman Thebig.
That's fine. Whatever. Dave is good.
Dave.
Just Dave.
Call me Dave.
Just Dave. Move that council adopt the minutes of the special council meeting of November 22nd, 2017.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Thebig and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the minutes of the special council meeting of November 22nd. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Thebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Abstain.
Micah?
Yes.
The minutes of the special council meeting of November 22nd, 2017 have been adopted. The next order of business is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I want to thank all the people who participated in our holiday events, the Winterfest and the Breakfast with Santa. Thanks to Hallam's Hero for coordinating the filling of the ambulance with toys, and all the residents and businesses who donated toys in an effort to provide a record number of toys to our community. I want to welcome our newest member of the PCAB Board, ABR Commission, Brian Jones of Berkshire Hills. I knew he's anxious to do a good job for the city. Final vetting is being done for Acting Fire Chief Tom Talcott and Acting Law Director Michael Germano. Council will be getting the credentialing packages very soon. The Pleasant Valley Bridge update, U.S. Bridge has ordered the parts, and we anticipate work to be done in mid to late January. I'll send letters to the residents as soon as that's available. The plow truck update, Henderson is currently working on the installation of the plow and the body for the truck purchased through Arner Sales. While we don't anticipate it being ready in December, but we expect it in early to mid-January. Welcome to Gretchen Whitebridge. our newest employee assigned to the Recreation Department as a clerk stenographer. She will be able to schedule the community center, work with Recreation Commission and Boys League as their memorandum of understanding dictates with regards to registration and uniform equipment, scheduling the fields, and preparation. Finally, I wish everybody a happy and safe holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to the law director's report. Mr. Byron?
I have no report, but council should have an executive session for the purpose of discussing pending or imminent litigation.
So noted. The next is the finance director's report. Mr. Berkachek?
I have no report tonight.
Any questions for the finance director this evening?
Madam President, just to reiterate and to confirm that and for the public to hear, there was an email back and forth about when we could expect the budget, and I believe you had agreed that February 1st would be a good target date to get the 2018 budget to us by February 1st. Is that correct?
Yeah, the mayor and I discussed that, and the budgeting is actually under the direction of the mayor, but I believe February 1st is a good date.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions for the finance director? Seeing none, the next is the engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to provide some comments on a few pieces of legislation. Ordinance 81 tonight is for the amendment to the ground lease for Tower Co. at West Miller. I have no issues with what they proposed. They are still addressing some of my zoning issues, but I would anticipate that shortly. Ordinance 84 is the light at Maple Grove and Pine Valley. Again, I have no issues with that. Ordinance 85 is for me to continue as in the zoning rule. The end of December will mark 3 months since the city hired the county to handle building permits, and I've been working with Denise and Mark Grubis to handle the zoning. We've been learning the system and putting in some procedures, so I think it's going well. Ordinance 86 is to award the Meadowbrook Pump Station project. The project came in over budget, but after we had a chance to look at the bids that we received, we feel that our engineer's estimate was low, so we feel the bids were appropriate, and we would recommend awarding to SET. And Ordinance 87 it's also related to the Meadowbrook Pump Station. We need upgraded electric service for the new pump station and generator. So 87 is to authorize Cleveland Electric Illuminating Company for that work. So I would recommend passing that as well. And one final piece of good news. At the end of November, we met regarding the stream restoration project. We met at the School of Innovation with the Cuyahoga Soil and Water Conservation District, who is leading that. We had a kind of a design kickoff meeting. Their next step is to hire an engineer to prepare plans. But the good news is the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District has agreed to pay up to $40,000. So the city had initially authorized up to $104,000. So with the sewer district's $40,000, the city's portion goes down to about $64,000. And that completes my report.
Thank you. Mr. DeFranco, any questions for the city engineer this evening?
Yes, Madam President. Pete, are there any other organizations that are being spoken to about potential contribution to this? Or
no, that's
it. We hit everybody up. We can hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Pete. The next order of business are committee reports, and since our last meeting, the only committee that's met is Rules and Legislation, so I'll report on that. Some of the comments on the ordinances have already been provided by the city engineer. Rules and Legislation met on December 11th at 8 p.m. Committee members were myself and Councilwoman Micah. Vice President John Pleshnik was unavailable. Also present were Councilwoman Pismo and Councilman Fiebig, the mayor, and Councilwoman-elect Grabens. The order of business was legislation for the upcoming council meeting of December 14th. First one is Ordinance 2017-79. This is on second reading. It's an ordinance addressing timely reports from the finance director. The mayor indicated that the finance director has no problem with doing this. Ohio online checkbook is up to date through October 2017. The next is Ordinance 2017-81. Mr. DeFranco already referred to this. This is on second reading. This is the ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into the First Amendment to the description of the West Miller cell tower site. We're still addressing the 8-foot utility pole easement. Strategists and the city engineer are working on this. Ordinance 2017-82 is an ordinance engaging Kirk R. Hendrickson and the law firm of Maddie Hendrickson and Gree for the purpose of representing the city of Willoughby Hills in the matter of John Cuivilla. I know I don't pronounce it correct.
Cuivilla.
Who is a part-time police officer. This is the workers' comp claim. Rules and Legislation recommends that the three-reading rule be waived and the ordinance be adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2017-83. This is an ordinance declaring surplus firearms from the police department. Chief Collins indicated the sooner that we can pass this ordinance, the better. During this meeting, Councilwoman Pismo inquired about Ohio Statute 721.15 concerned the disposition of property unneeded, obsolete, or unfit for municipal purposes. And I'll quote that. Personal property not needed for municipal purposes, the estimated value of which is less than $1,000, may be sold by the board or officer having supervision or management of that property. If the estimated value of the property is $1,000 or more, it shall be sold only when authorized by an ordinance of the legislative authority of the municipal corporation. None of the firearms listed in the ordinance are over $1,000. The ordinance is an aggregate of all the devices. Some municipalities have chosen to destroy the firearms. Destroying them may be considered as wasting economic value for the city. Others, such as us, have chosen to trade them into a dealer for credit toward range time or purchasing new firearms. Weapons of mass destruction, handguns, are destroyed. At the time, Rules and Legislation recommended first reading or unless council decides otherwise. I know there was some I had discussions with Chief Collins and the acting law director, and I think, Ms. Pismo, you may have it as well. I think it's something that's pretty common that's done. Next is Ordinance 2017-84. This is an ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds for the installation of a streetlight on Maple Grove Road across from the Pine Valley Drive. This has been a discussion ongoing since October. The location is based on the Illuminated Company's work order sent to the city engineer. Monies will be taken from the general fund. There was a sidebar discussion concerning the removal of the stop sign on Somerck and street speeds. Rules and Legislation recommends the three reading will be waived and the ordinance adopted. And Mr. DeFranco mentioned that as well this evening. The next is Ordinance 2017-85. This is an ordinance authorizing the directing mayor to accept the proposal submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, providing zoning administration for services for the city. The mayor indicated that he is looking to develop a probable part-time zoning position to decrease the costs associated with Bowen providing zoning services. Councilman Fiebig inquired if there's an opt-out with this agreement. The mayor indicated it's 30 days. Councilman Fiebig would like to see this documented. However, this is identified in the master agreement. Also, this fee is based on billable hours. Rules and Legislation recommends that the three reading rule be waived and the ordinance adopted as this agreement begins on January 1st, 2018. The next is Ordinance 2017-86, an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the bid submitted by SET for the Meadowbrook Pump Station Replacement Project. Monies are coming from the sewer fund. Mr. DeFranco already spoke to this ordinance this evening, and Rules and Legislation recommends that the three reading rule be waived and the ordinance adopted. The last one is Ordinance 2017-87. This is an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter a general service installation line cost agreement with the Cleveland Electric Lumine Company in conjunction with the Meadowbrook Pump Station. This ordinance is linked with 2017-86. Mr. DeFranco also spoke about this evening, and Rules and Legislation recommends that the three reading rule be waived and the ordinance adopted. At this time, the mayor indicated there were no appropriations necessary as these projects have been budgeted for. Everything is good till the end of the year, and we do not need a final appropriations budget. Other business. There was a lengthy discussion that took place concerning communication in terms of audio and video from council and planning and zoning meetings. Councilwoman Pismo indicated that she had reached out to Solon and Mayfield to see what they use. Mentor streams, which means you're watching a meeting on real time. YouTube is not our platform, so we need to protect ourselves. Councilman Fiebig stated it's important to share ideas and collect facts. An important point is to integrate the planning and zoning meetings and have drawings and blueprints projected. There are many options. We need to have a sense of what we want to budget, to spend budget-wise, or what we can afford. Possibly save cable fees and lose a video and streaming. This should be a joint effort with administration and council. The mayor indicated that more and more people are going to DirecTV, Spectrum, and UVerse. DirecTV does not have access to Channel 12. The common platform is the Internet. And Councilwoman Micah wondered if there were any type of grants available for this type of project, and this is an ongoing project. Public portion opened at 8:50 p.m. Mr. Sahula inquired of Councilman Phoebe's communication meeting of July 27th. He thought that there was someone that would research Mentor. A big concern is not to have any of our meetings on social media, but rather they should be streamed on the Internet. Channel Master has Internet access through audio and video. Concerning planning and zoning, the city engineer gets drawings digital, but not all plans come through an architect. And Councilman Phoebe indicated if drawings are not digital, they can be scanned. Linda Fulton had comments concerning streetlights, particularly ones that are not functioning or are intermittent or flickering. Indicate there is one on the northeast corner of Markham and White that goes on and off all the time. There's no number on the pole. The mayor indicated he would follow up, and possibly the police could report streetlight issues when they're making rounds, and Councilman Phoebe indicated that the police do this already. Public portion closed at 9:01 p.m. The last order of business was the mayor asked why council did not confirm the recreation coordinator, especially since Kyle resigned her position at the end of December. A lengthy discussion ensued. Some suggestions included Gloria and Sharon can continue duties as described in their November 2017 email. Denise Edwards, especially with her extended recreation knowledge, could share building duties and recreation duties. An additional area of resource for Denise, if she is utilizing time for the Recreation Department, is Stephanie Nero, the Fire Department Secretary, as she has had prior experience in the Building Department. There are other ways to keep the Recreation Department alive. Expand the use of the community workers, use Recreation Commission members, use volunteers. Tap into other communities, especially those that use our community center. Public-private partnership like the Boys League, transferring private to public services for specific events. Gloria's recent email to Councilwoman Pismo indicated that Council had voted no on the ordinance, and Council President asked the mayor to share with Gloria that Council had tabled the ordinance, and there's a difference. The meeting adjourned at 9:22 p.m., and I am open to any questions. Thank you. Any other Council representative reports this evening? Next order of business will be public portion. This is an opportunity for public to come forward and voice their opinions. We ask that you state your name and your address when you come forward for the record and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. I will open public portion at 8:19 p.m. Hi, Jenna.
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I saw on the legislation that there's a 2017-64 as amended, and it speaks to getting the Ohio Ethics Commission involved in looking at some potential issues. And I just wanted to say that I think it's a good thing that if there's anything that we think is an issue, that we involve an outside thing like the Ethics Committee to take a look at it from an unbiased, knowing the rules, understanding how government should work ethically. I'm sure that there's some people that are like looking askance at this, but if there's nothing going on, then the Ethics Committee will tell us that. If there is something going on, we should know that. And I'm always struck, I think back to a class I took about managing church finances, and he said, you know, it's amazing that there are people that are well-respected, you know, worked at churches for years, everybody loves them, they're the nicest, kindest people in the world, and they end up doing bad things. And they do that by little steps and baby steps, and all of a sudden it snowballs, and they do it for all different reasons. And it doesn't mean that they aren't nice, kind, sweet people that have been affiliated with an organization forever. It just means they stepped over the wrong ethics bounds. And so I'm really pleased if there is some hint of anything going on that we actually involve somebody that will look at this. And if nothing's there, that's just great. If there's something there, I hope it gets found out. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Anyone else for public portion this evening?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham. I would like to ask why it took so long to shut down that business on Chardon Road that is also known as a massage parlor, reflexology. I know that I talked with the police chief a while ago, and many people have been talking about it, and it was not a good thing for the city. So, Mayor, why did it take you so long to shut this business down? You knew about it. And now it is. I want to know if there's going to be any arrests. It was illegal. The women who were doing reflexology did not have any licenses to do these massages. So what's going on with it? Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Anyone else this evening? So I'll close public portion at 8:22 p.m. Is there any unfinished business this evening for the council table?
Madam President.
Vice President Fleshman.
If I could just share, there has been a large spike in complaints at the Cuyahoga County Airport, largely with respect to jet engine run-ups or jet tests that have been happening later in the evening, particularly on the weekends. So if the mayor's administration or any other council people have heard, I wanted to let you know as the airport representative that I am aware of it. I'm supposed to be copied on all complaints. I usually am, and I've gotten a lot of calls from residents in the last few weeks. We are in talks with other members of the Noise Abatement Council to ask if, as Cuyahoga County is in the process of updating the agreement, there could be more specific language about the appropriate times to do jet engine tests. And I would think we all agree that late in the weekend is not an appropriate time to run a jet for 15, 20, 40, 60 minutes, disturbing people's evenings and waking them up. So hopefully we can get some progress there, and I'm certainly bringing it to the attention of the Noise Abatement Council. But you shouldn't be surprised if you're hearing from residents, because it has been worse than usual the past couple of weekends.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Madam President?
Yes.
As owning the building across the street from that so-called massage parlor, I'm just, one, thrilled that it has been closed down, because I think it was a despicable place to do business here in our community, and for it to have existed for even one day is a real pox on the administration. Criminal intent and criminal prosecution is a higher hurdle to go after, and that was some of the problems that at least from where I was pushing from, that we had quite a bit of a hurdle to overcome there. But the administrative code already has plenty of rules in place. They just need to be enforced. So I do hope the mayor answers the question.
Mr. Mayor, would you like to speak to this establishment?
It's currently under investigation, and refuse to comment any more on it.
Is it closed or not closed?
It's not closed.
Okay. Maybe confusion. Are you asking whether the establishment's closed or whether the investigation's closed?
The establishment.
The establishment's closed.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The investigation's not.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, we have legislation. Vicki, will you read the first ordinance?
2017-64 as amended. An ordinance authorizing the acting law director to request that the Ohio Ethics Commission investigate allegations related to the unauthorized usage of municipal property by municipal officials and the failure to account properly for absences from work by municipal employees and declaring an emergency.
So this ordinance was on, I think, in around October, and we took it off of the agenda. It had had two readings, I believe. While this ordinance is amended, the intent and the purpose is the same, but since we haven't seen it for a while, although the topic has been here, council may want to, if they're going to move forward, want to suspend the three-reading rule and move forward to vote on it.
Madam President?
Vice President Plushnik.
So that we can vote on the ordinance, I will make a motion to waive the three-reading rule for ordinance number 2017-64.
As amended.
As amended.
Question to the motion. Wasn't this read twice already?
Yeah, but as I said, because it was... Some of the verbiage was amended. The intent is the same, but we haven't seen it for a couple months. That
so there's a substantial change to what the ordinance had been. You may recall that the previous ordinance was going to engage special legal counsel to investigate. This allows the investigation to go forward by the Ohio Ethics Commission, the outside body. Because the substance of the ordinance has changed, I would recommend that you... If either read it three times or suspend three reading rules, because the substance of this is significantly different than what it was before, although the intent is the same.
Thank you for clarifying that.
So I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik to waive the three reading rule.
I'll second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2017-64. Is there any discussion on the motion to waive the three-reading rule?
Madam President, and the intent would be to move forward on this to hopefully the goal, as Ms. Bing brought up, was to clear up any... hint of impropriety, so this allows us to move forward with this and get that in the rearview mirror for us. So that's why it's important to move forward with this and do it as quickly as possible. So I'd be in favor of waiving that.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2017-64, as amended, has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Motion to adopt Ordinance 2017-64, as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Vice President Plushnik to adopt Ordinance 2017-64, as amended. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
As I am confident that... they're not going to find anything anyway, because I don't believe anything, any of this stuff is of real, that there's any substance behind any of this. I think it's a great idea to get a final word from a disinterested third party to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Vicki?
Eastmo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule, or the ordinance number 2017-64 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-79.
An ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 135, Department of Finance, Section 135.001, Position of Director of Finance, Subsection B, Duties and Responsibilities of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing certain ordinances and declaring an emergency.
And this is on second reading. The next one is ordinance 2017-81.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into the First Amendment to the Option and Ground Lease and Amended Memorandum of Lease, repealing certain ordinances and declaring an emergency.
And this is also on second reading. The next is ordinance 2017-82.
An ordinance engaging Kurt R. Hendrickson and the law firm of Maddie Hendrickson and Grieve, LLC, for the purpose of representing the City of Willoughby Hills in the matter of John M. Cuviella versus City of Willoughby Hills, Lake County Common Pleas Court, case number 17CV1660, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive three readings of 2017-82.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-82. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, for the purposes of the public knowledge, this is something that has been, Mr. Hendrickson has been engaged since November 29th of 2017, so it's important that we formalize the agreement. That would be the purpose for waiving three readings on this particular case.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2017-82.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt ordinance 2017-82.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig, a second from Councilwoman Micah, to adopt ordinance number 2017-82. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Number 2017-82 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2017-83.
An ordinance to declare firearms as surplus property pursuant to Article 6, Legislation, Section 6.01, General Ordinances, Subsection E of the Charter of the City of Willoughby Hills, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-83.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-83. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, this legislation and waiving three readings allows us to move some surplus equipment that otherwise is just sitting around and not being productive. We can use it for other things that would be more productive, as you mentioned earlier in your report.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-83 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman
move
Fiebig.
To adopt ordinance 2017-83.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance number 2017-83. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance number 2017-83 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-84.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds for the installation of a streetlight on Maple Grove Road across from Pine Valley Drive and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick?
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-84.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-84. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. Once again, this is a safety issue, so moving this forward, it's a pretty standard operating procedure to install a traffic light. I don't know why it was never put in there to begin with, but hearing from our engineer earlier and from our last committee meeting, we did ask the administration to look into if there were any issues with this. And, Mayor, I assume that there are none because we didn't hear from you. So we should move ahead with this for the safety of the residents and and anyone traveling at Maple Grove and Pine Valley.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-84 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2017-84.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2017-84. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-84 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-85.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the proposal as submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc., providing zoning administration services for the city of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt ordinance 27, or excuse me, motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-85.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on 2017-85. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Yes.
As we all know, but maybe some residents don't, our city engineer Peter DeFranco and his firm of Richard L. Bowen and Associates have been performing the zoning function with us, dealing with the legal issues while Lake County has been handling the inspection issues. It's a substantial savings to the city, and we have a lot of confidence in our city engineer. So we want to formalize the relationship and see how it continues to go. But it's, as we've discussed earlier in rules and legislation, not a long-term agreement. So it gives the opportunity for us to once again see how this work by the city engineer and the county does for us. But so long as it does, it saves the city a good bit of money, and hopefully the relationship works well. But we've always worked well with our city engineer in the past.
Madam President, and the reason to waive three readings is this agreement starts January 1st through June 30th, and our engineer has been working with us since April, so it's just an ongoing agreement.
Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on 2017-85 has been waived.
Madam President.
Mr. President Plushnick.
Now it's time for a motion to adopt ordinance number 2017-85.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2017-85. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-85 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-86.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the bid submitted by SET Inc. for the Meadowbrook Pump Station Replacement Project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings of 2017-86.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-86. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, in this case, while we do always like to have things on three readings, so the public and council and others have the opportunity to review these, this is an issue of replacement of a long-standing pump station that that project has been in the, you know, been looked over for quite a while. So being the health and safety of the environment as well as our residents, we should move as quickly as we can on this. The higher probable construction cost. I think we've got a satisfactory answer as to what happened on that, so I think we feel pretty confident in that. We discussed that in great detail in committee meeting already, so we won't bore you with going over those details again, but I'm in favor of waiving this and moving forward with it as submitted here.
Thank you. Vicki?
Hiesmo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-86 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt ordinance 2017-86.
Seven. Actually, yeah, second. Yeah.
Six.
86.
Yeah. Second.
Second on six.
Yeah. Second on six.
Who's on first?
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Plashnik to adopt ordinance 2017-86. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Hiesmo.
Yes.
Plashnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-86 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-87.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a general service installation line cost agreement with the Cleveland Electric Illuminating Company in conjunction with the Meadowbrook Pump Station Replacement Project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings of 2017-87.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2017-87. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, just to clarify, this goes along with ordinance 2017-86, and it's for the electrical installation for the pump station that we just passed. So we need to have this as well.
Vicki?
Hiesmo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-87 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt 2017-87.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Hiesmo to adopt ordinance 2017-87. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Hiesmo.
Yes.
Plashnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-87 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-88.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the acting mayor and finance director to enter into an agreement with Joseph N. Gross and Benish Freelander, Kuplin and Aronoff, LLP, as special counsel for the City of Willoughby Hills for the purpose of representing the city in matters related to the formation and negotiation with a certain collective bargaining unit and to take such actions as are necessary to set aside that collective bargaining agreement if it is determined that municipal officials colluded with union representatives and or to pursue a claim of legal malpractice against the city's former law director, authorizing the council president to serve as acting mayor in order to administer the provisions of this ordinance and declaring an emergency.
And this ordinance will stay on first reading. The next order of business would be for the good of the order and the good of the community, of which we could do, and then there should be a motion to go into executive session before we adjourn. So are there any for the good of the order or the good of the community this evening?
Madam President.
Vice President Plashnik.
For the good of the order, I would just like to share that I do intend to have a finance committee meeting before the year is out. It's important for us to discuss the budget and get a sense of our priorities. I think that, all politics aside, the election was a very strong statement by residents that they want our priorities to be in order. We need to make sure that we allocate more money to roads and that there's sufficient resources for our police and fire departments. And that's going to take some substantial restructuring and strategic planning. So we need to have that conversation early on about what positions we can eliminate to reroute more monies toward our critical functions in the city. It's nice when you have excess resources and you can engage in perquisites, but we're at a time when we really need to emphasize the priorities, and to make those difficult decisions, we need to have a discussion as a community, and the Finance Committee is where that discussion should start for the really big issues of how we move the money in the right places. But look for that to happen before before the year is out so we can start the discussion so that by the time we reach February, when the mayor gives his proposed budget, council will be in a position to amend, critique. I also think it's very important as part of that discussion that we talk about being stricter in terms of line by line how the budget is done. We heard from the mayor that he's hired a clerk stenographer. If I'm not mistaken, the individual he's hired to that post was the one that he recommended to be recreation coordinator. And personally, I find it troubling that we're hiring to a position that wasn't budgeted for, and I think we need to have some strict provisions in the next budget to ensure that you cannot hire positions that aren't budgeted for at the beginning of the year. There's really no point in having a budget if we don't stick to it. And while it's not possible to budget for everything, sometimes there's extenuating circumstances or unforeseen expenses. Hiring a new position is something that we can control, and I think we need to have some safety features in the budget to make sure that we're more disciplined in sticking to it going forward. But the only other thing I'd add for the good of the order, for the good of the community, is we're not likely to have another council meeting between now and Christmas. So I want to say Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and season's greetings to everyone in Willoughby Hills. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anyone else this evening for the good of the order or the community?
Madam President. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think you spoke first.
I was just going to say that although Councilman Biro is not here, I know this would have been his last meeting, and you know, Councilman Biro has been on this council for many years. He's provided a lot of his time and energy towards the city, and I know for one that I will miss having him, but I wish him the best in what he is going on to do and enjoying more time with his family. Thank you,
Chris. And Madam President, to that end as well, to recognize Councilman Biro's accomplishments, I suggest we do a resolution and prepare that for our next meeting.
It's already in the works.
Figures. Good. Thank you. And I want to wish happy birthday to Councilman Plechnik, whose birthday was Monday.
December the 16th.
So Saturday. Happy birthday to you. And to the community, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I do have a question for who we want in the executive session. I'll make the motion. You want to? Go ahead.
If you can read my writing.
Go ahead.
Our writing.
Yeah, Madam President, I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss pending imminent litigation. We would invite all of our council members, acting law director, and we can excuse the mayor, finance director, and the city engineer.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Plechnik to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation or
pending or imminent litigation.
Pending or imminent litigation, inviting all of council and the acting law director, excusing the mayor, the finance director, and the city engineer. Any discussion on that motion?
Do we also need to release them from staying around?
They're excused.
I didn't know if it was just excused in the session or let them leave.
Because after executive session will be the adjournment.
Yeah.
And there was no time limit that I heard.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. For as much time as necessary.
As much time as necessary. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Plechnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Hebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes. We'll go into executive session at 8:48 p.m.